After a setback in conventional warfare, India is desperately trying to escalate the confrontation through technological onslaught. Sending more than 25 Israeli-made Harrier drones deep inside Pakistan territory is Delhi's second episode of aggression since its May 6th to 7th misadventure that resulted in the downing of its 6 aircraft. The good point is that all the Harpy-designed projectiles intended to attack radar systems were shot down by Pakistan, and the super-military surveillance inventions are biting the dust. This simply goes on to prove that India is on a retreat while taking on Pakistan, and is now risking the entire regional peace and despair. With Pakistan reserving the right to retaliate under international law, it's high time for the world community to prevail over India to stop this warmongering that carries the risk of a nuclear conflict. At the same time, Islamabad deserves appreciation for keeping its cool and to this hour acting in self-defense. The drones, meanwhile, were able to reach Lahore, Gujranwala, Rawalpindi, Chakwal, Bahawalpur, Mianwali, Karachi, Khor, Miano, and Attock, resulting in the death of a civilian in Sindh, and injuries to army personnel in Lahore. This panic-laden warfare will lead India nowhere in case there is a befitting response from Pakistan. It is a pity that India is bent upon spreading the spectrum of destruction by drone brutality and seems to be unmindful of diplomatic pressure that is building up on it as no country has come to buckle up provocation. Even Delhi's allies are in a quandary, as the US, Russia and France have called for restraint. The UNSC session before the May 6th jingoism also unanimously denounced India's tactics to engage Pakistan through coercive measures such as the suspension of IWT. The ray of hope rests in talking it out, and the hotline established between NSAs is a good omen. Ajit Doval must realize that intimidation and flying sorties, apart from geo-economic coercion in the form of water suspension, are no solution to the crisis at hand. They will only lead to more volatility, death and destruction, and that is not the way to go.